ever ponder? Do you ever wonder? Do you ever question? In my server serving me, your computer will print. Should you call the president? What in the world are you gonna do? Call Adam, the computer guy. Call Adam. Don't know the reason why. Do you find it a waste of time? Because you cannot get online. Call Adam, the computer guy. Or go online at thecomputerguy.com. There's a click of the mouse.
Yes, Adam the Computer Guy, tis I. It is showtime here at Marion's Talking Place, WWGH1071.com, and broadcasting on your FM dial at 107.1 frequency modulation. Good morning, nice crisp early fall day outside. So what do we do here on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show, you might ask? We talk today's top and timely topics of technology. As you heard Paul mention, of course, Paul is on with his lovely wife, Glenna, every Sunday between about 5:10 p.m. and 6 Eastern Time with Heaven Express. He's also a keyboard and piano player and singer, and we thank him for that song. Anyway, as he was mentioning, if your computer is not printing, or I guess more accurately, if your printer is not printing when you tell your computer to produce said document, maybe your monitor is only monitoring your headaches with technology. Maybe your cable modem is not providing data transfer like it's supposed to. Perhaps you're giving Windows 10 a grade of zero. Perhaps you're considering getting a Mac or a Linux computer instead. Maybe your smartphone is not very smart. Doesn't matter. We discuss all those topics here on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH. One really cool thing that I do on this show is I broadcast a live video of myself doing the show. How about that? Technology at work. Would like to welcome Harry Yeprum Jr., a frequent video viewer, caller, and commentator on the show. He called in last week. Maybe he'll call it again this week. We shall see. Just go to my Facebook. If you're not already a friend, you can friend me. I'm a pretty friendly person. Look up Adam the Computer Guy or Adam Lepp in Ohio, as there are a few Adam Lepps floating around, but I'm the one in Ohio, and you can view my video. Feel free to add me as a friend. Let me know you're a listener to the Adam the Computer Guy show, and I'll be happy to do that. We can discuss pretty much anything that is tech-related. Maybe, again, a comment that you have or a question about something that was happening with the computer at your home or your office. You can leave me a message on my Facebook. You can make a comment during this video that I'm filming and streaming live right now. You can send me an email, adam@wwgh1071.com. And last but not least, you can give me a call. Call the telephone at 740-383-9944. That is an excellent suggestion, Harry, and I will bring that up with the powers that be. In fact, those powers should be arriving at the station in about 30 minutes, and I will discuss that with said individuals. Harry, also a source of great inspiration and ideas. So did you watch the last presidential debate? As I talked about on my Tuesday show, like Mr. Trump, I do suffer from hay fever, assuming that's the reason for his slight allergy symptoms. And I do recommend, if you're a hay fever sufferer like myself, get my education's in chemistry, not in medicine. However, I do believe that Flonase is an excellent product, and you can get a generic equivalent at Costco or Sam's Club if you're a member. So purchase some. Use it every morning like I do. And the allergy symptoms should certainly be much less pronounced, or actually go away altogether. So just some medical advice to avoid the sometime embarrassing sniffling issue that might occur while speaking to millions of people, either on the radio or on the television. So speaking of candidates, we have our own Candidates Night, which we're broadcasting a week from today. Thursday, October 20th is Candidates Night, and that will be taking place at the Marion Senior Center, 2375 Harding Highway East, here in Marion. Doors open at 7, broadcast starts at 7:30. Again, that's not today, next Thursday, the 20th. Our very own program manager, Scott Spears, will be moderating. So be sure to listen. It'll be broadcast live here on WWGH, and also will be available in our show archives, which are updated by yours truly, on the website pretty much every day. Visit our website at WWGH1071.com to listen on demand to previous shows. You can click on the Listen Now to listen to the show that's on currently, this one, for example. You can look at photos of myself and other show hosts and find out more about the station, get our contact information, etc., etc. One thing about our very own Scott Spears is that he has a penchant for having celebrity guests. Marla Gibbs from the Jeffersons and 227. She's also quite a singer. She's on regularly. Legendary comedian Dick Gregory is also on regularly. Pat Carroll from who played Ursula. Yes, and she's also an actress of much talent and much experience. She's on frequently. Ed Asner has been on the show. Hugh Downs, a native Ohioan, he is on regularly with Scott. So all kinds of great celebrity guests, local celebrities, local politicians are on frequently with Scott on his show called Now, which is on between about 12:10 p.m. and 2 p.m. every Monday through Thursday here on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH. And thanks again, Harry, for all the great comments. If you'd like to be like Harry and you'd like to watch my show live, just go to my Facebook page. If you're not already a friend of mine, look up Adam Lepp in Ohio or Adam the Computer Guy. It's all one word. Friend me. You can watch my video and make comments as I do the show. How about dem apples, as they say? Feel free to call me to talk any technology topic or any topic of your choice. I'm pretty open in terms of what we talk about here on the show. 740-383-9944. So, are you a user of Yahoo Mail? Yahoo Mail was very popular, let's say 15 years ago, and although people still use it, it certainly has suffered quite a bit in the wake of Gmail and some other methods of using electronic communication stuff. Hate to say the word stuff, but you know, sometimes it's a useful word to stuff into a sentence. In the last few days, Yahoo has disabled auto-forwarding for Yahoo Mail. And in at least one corporate client's case, it disabled the webmail deletion feature. The auto-forwarding feature is under development, according to a statement on Yahoo.com. While we work to improve it, we've temporarily disabled the ability to turn on mail forwarding for new forwarding addresses. Now, this suspension will not affect users who previously had enabled auto forwarding. A Yahoo spokesperson said, "We are working to get auto forward back up and running as soon as possible because we know how useful it can be to our users." The feature was temporarily disabled as part of previously planned maintenance to improve the functionality between a user's various accounts, according to this spokesperson. Users can expect an update to the auto-forward functionality soon. Now, there has been speculation that Yahoo turned off the auto-forwarding feature to stem the tide of users quitting Yahoo Mail. Again, Yahoo Mail, not quite as popular as it was 15, 20 years ago. It is prone to hacking and getting a lot of spam, but you can't beat the price. It is free. According to John Levine from the book The Internet for Dummies, large mail systems have been doing upgrades on the fly for decades, and it's not very plausible that this upgrade is so complicated that they have to turn the old system off completely. He said, I find the sinking ship theory quite plausible. Still, according to Mr. Levine, again, author of The Internet for Dummies, I believe they're working on improving the mail forwarding, since reliable forwarding, that's a hard word to say, forwarding, is surprisingly subtle. Now, some other possibilities, both tied to the two-year-old hack of half a billion Yahoo accounts, might explain Yahoo's behavior. Again, according to the author of the book, The Internet for Dummies. He said, first, cyber criminals could be setting stolen accounts to forward mail so they can use these accounts as drop boxes to get responses to spam. Forwarding means they don't have to keep logging in to collect the mail and potentially reveal who or where they are by where they're logging in from. Second, if a breached Yahoo account is connected to a valuable online account, like a bank, cyber crooks, quote, can set up a forward, do a password reset at the bank to take over the bank account, and the victim will not see the reset message because it's been forwarded away. He or she won't know there's anything wrong at the bank until he or she logs in and sees a zero balance or that checks have bounced. Plausible explanations aside, he said, I doubt Yahoo would have gone so far as to disable forwarding if they were not losing users. Michael Jude, a program manager at Straightcast Frost & Sullivan, said Yahoo has not engendered a lot of trust lately. That said, it seems reasonable that if they detected security issues on their email servers, they would adjust email forwarding parameters to shut down the problem while they were sorting things out. You don't keep customers by denying them service. If Yahoo is a sinking ship, then Verizon is a giant life preserver. Many Yahoo users are waiting to see what Verizon might mean for Yahoo. Now, that reference, again from Michael Jude, an expert in the field, is to Verizon's recent agreement to buy Yahoo, which was struck prior to the company's disclosure of that hack attack from 2 years ago. Now, in light of that customer data breach, Verizon reportedly has considered slashing $1 billion from its $6 billion combined cash and stock offer for Yahoo. Now, Verizon is investigating the extent of the breach's impact on their business. So some news from the world of takeovers and mail security and the way that large email services function. I always suggest backing up any important information, changing your password regularly. And as you may know, 5% of people use the word password for their password. Many people use 123456 or their first name or something very simple, easy to guess. What I suggest is that you use a password that is not hard to remember, but not one that can be easily found by a hacker. So, for example, change an O to a 0, an L, or an I to a 1, maybe add a star or a dollar sign or a pound sign to the middle of the password or passphrase, making it much harder for a hacker to hack and much easier for you to remember while still going to sleep at night knowing that your account will probably be safe, which is always important in the world of computers, data security, data privacy. Adam the Computer Guy here, Adam Lepp, that's my name, talking today's top technology topics. That's my game. Give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. I'm live here in the studio at the Marion Center Mall. The telephone number is 740-383-WWGH, 740-383-9944. Coming up after me, it is our local broadcasting legend, Mr. Charlie Evers. About 12 minutes after 10, his show commences. Now, there's a man who's a walking encyclopedia of Mid-Ohio. Like myself, not one to shy away from a wisecrack or comment. He takes your calls on a variety of topics, local history, of course, politics, the broadcasting industry, name it, Charlie can talk about it. 740-383-9944. So, what else is going on in the world of technology? How about smartphones? It seems like phones, cell phones, used to be quite large. Remember, I had a bag phone back in 1989. And again, it kind of came in like its own little athletic bag. Then phones got really small, and they're getting bigger again. So let's take a look at the Google smartphones. And they have Android 7.1, the latest and greatest version of their mobile operating system. The Pixel and the Pixel XL have the impressive Google Assistant built in. And they're the first smartphones that Google has made by themselves. The Pixel has a 5-inch high-definition screen. The Pixel XL, a 5.5-inch screen. They have quad-core processors and 4 gigabytes of RAM. So it's really amazing how the more things change, the more they stay the same in terms of size. But these phones have gotten so powerful. They're essentially a supercomputer that you can stick in your pocket. And 5.5 inches is rather large. And look at it compared to a bag phone or those huge mobile phones from the early 90s. But, of course, they didn't have web browsers and Facebook and live video and all kinds of fun apps built into them. So the ever-evolving state of the cell phone, wireless phone, smartphone industry. One of the topics we talk about here on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show. Google has also introduced its own virtual reality headset. It's called the Daydream VR. If you're familiar with the Samsung Gear VR, it's very similar. Basically, you take a compatible smartphone, like this new Pixel phone with Android 7.1, into the front of the visor and strap the thing to your head. The headset automatically pairs with the phone using the handset's NFC chip. So for fans of virtual reality, even that has been accomplished. And that may be a little bit too high-tech for me, but maybe I'll give it a try sometime. This technology can be a bit overwhelming at some point, but it is still something that you want to explore. Adam Lepp here, the computer guy. Not only am I broadcasting live online from the Marion Center Mall on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH, but I am broadcasting a live Facebook video of my show on Facebook. Yes, the modern technology and the wonders thereof. So if you're not already a friend of mine, please become one. Let me know that you listen to the Adam the Computer Guy radio show. I will gladly accept your request. And you can watch me do the show live on Facebook video. Isn't that cool? Something that even amazes me, the powers of what you can do with even my little smartphone that I brought in today that is sitting against a item in the studio so that it can show my lovely mug, or slightly lovely mug, while I do the Add Up the Computer Guy radio show. Current time here, it is about 26 minutes before 10, 9:34 Eastern Daylight Time. Good Thursday morning. Nice, crisp October day outside. Taking your calls here, talking today's top technology topics at 740-383-9944 on the Adam the Computer Guy show. It's on every Tuesday and Thursday, right after the 9 a.m. features on WWGH. We often discuss medical medical tech. Items and gadgets and things that can make doctors and nurses do their job better, more accurately, and hopefully more economically. Here are the top 10 medical technologies, according to the medical futurist. We just talked about virtual reality and how it can become integrated with Google's new Pixel smartphone. There's an item called the Oculus Rift, which has become available for pre-order. What it will do is let medical students gain realistic experience in examining patients, or to let patients see what would happen to them the next day at the hospital for stress relief. So kind of a virtual operation and virtual prep and post-op for said medical procedure. Rather cool, to say the least. A person over at the technology company Novartis has announced that the digital contact lens, patented by Google, will become available later this year. It will measure blood glucose from tears. It is supposed to change diabetes treatment and management. Also, the HoloLens from Microsoft will be coming out shortly. It will have a huge impact on fields from medical education to architecture and engineering. It could help medical students do dissections for many hours a day from any angles without the legendary formaldehyde smell. Pretty cool, if I should say so myself. Last year, smart clothing was coming into play. We have smart cars and, of course, smart people, smartphones, phones that aren't quite so smart. Now we have smart clothing. How about that? Hexoskin was a traditional shirt, but it had a device built into the pocket. Fibertronics are clothing materials with microchips implanted into them. Now, these Fibertronics can react to body temperature or the mood of the wearer, among others. Google has started collaborating with Levi's to create true Fibertronic materials, which could be used to interact with technology through our clothing in many unique ways. As the first promising collaborations in the smart clothing field came out last year, we're expecting to see more of these types of items as Christmas time rolls around. Also, last year was a big year for wearable health trackers. Amazon launched its wearable marketplace, and millions of activity trackers were sold. But gaining insight from the constant stream of wearable data is not easy. So we're looking for having more of these wearables, like the Fitbit, like things that can monitor your body, beat your temperature, your blood pressure, calories burned. I would expect that to take off quite a bit again as the holiday season rolls around. IBM's legendary Watson supercomputer has been used in oncology to assist medical decision-making. It proved the clear benefits of such a system by making diagnoses and treatment cheaper and more efficient. Now, IBM's medical CIV project aims to diagnose most lesions with a smart software, leaving room for radiologists to focus on the most important cases instead of checking hundreds of images every day. Pretty cool. Food scanners. Are they going to put a UPC code on food? Well, not quite. Scio and Telspec have been in the spotlight since 2014. But as early developer prototypes have already been mailed to their first users last year, this year they could become more widespread. It would enable anybody to find out what's really on their plates, providing clear benefits not just to people looking to gain weight or eat healthier food, but people with allergies as well. So kind of a device that you scan your food with, and it tells you more about what's inside. No UPC code required, no label required. I definitely would be interested in that. Boston Dynamics is a robotics company which was acquired by Google in 2013. Now, since then, they've only released teaser videos about animal-like robots and Petman, the humanoid robot. Many technologies they are working on seem to be at a stage where they are ready to become actual products. So let's look for more of those robots from Boston Dynamics, which is now part of Google, in the coming months. OrganOvo has been in the focus because of 3D printing biomaterials. They announced successfully bioprinted liver tissues 2 years ago, and they seem to be 4 to 6 years away from printing liver parts for transplantation. But first, these bioprinted livers could be finally used in the pharmaceutical industry to replace animal models when analyzing the toxicity of new drugs. That's definitely intriguing. A 3D printed liver that can be used in a transplant. Never thought I'd ever see that in my lifetime, but what that could do for medical technology and people who need a liver is quite broad-ranging. So many things going on in the medical technology world, something that seems to change almost every day, and as devices become more useful, save lives, save money, and make the medical fields, be they transplantation, analysis of diseases like diabetes, or even finding out the calories or nutritional content in your food, makes that whole procedure much easier and uses technology, I think, to its best advantage. One of the many topics we talk about here on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show, exciting advances in medical technology. Pretty cool, if I should say so myself. Adam Lepp here, the Computer Guy, on my twice-weekly radio show here on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH. Invite you to call me and talk today's top technology topics. Or, again, you can talk about something that's different from technology. We can even talk politics if you like. That's okay, because this time of year, upcoming election, it is certainly in the forefront, certainly in my mind. Number here at the station, 740-383-9944. As I mentioned, coming up after me, it is our local radio legend, Mr. Charlie Evers, taking your phone calls live in the studio. And, of course, you can email him at charlie@wwgh1071.com. So, what else is new in the field of useful, modern, and intriguing technology? Well, Google, earlier this month, on October 4th, 2016, unveiled a new smartphone and home hub that squarely aims at products from market leaders Apple and Amazon. Now, the Pixel smartphone makes a departure from past efforts. Previously, the Google Nexus phone was made by a variety of manufacturers that sold them under their brands. We have a telephone call. How about that? We enjoy it when folks call and talk today's top technology topics on the show. Good morning. You're on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show.
Hello, Adam.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
I just wanted to call and tell you how much I enjoy your program.
Well, that's wonderful. Is this the person I think it is, Mr. Paul, the Marion's Minister of Marvelous Music?
Well, that could be the same guy, yeah.
Yes, that's what I... You like how I designate you, sir, Marion's Minister of Marvelous Music and the Magic of the Keyboard. Quite a musician, if I should say so myself.
I think your program offers a great deal for our community. It's interesting. It's fast-moving. It's clear. And quite entertaining, quite frankly.
Well, I do appreciate that, sir. I don't mind putting in an occasional wisecrack. And we do talk about medical technology, and I like to give my medical advice because I've suffered from hay fever my entire life. And Flonase is wonderful. It's really helped me.
You might try sleeping somewhere else beside a bar.
Well, that possibly too, but I really think one of the presidential candidates, he should go stop at Costco and pick up some. Well, you could actually get the generic Flonase. It's actually half the price of regular. And use that before he goes on TV debating, I tell you.
Oh, well, yeah, I think I know the presidential candidate you're talking about, yeah.
Yes, exactly. We're not going to mention any names as we try to be politically neutral. But just want to got to give some advice. As you know, Paul, certainly a minister doesn't wants to come across as having a good presence, be it on the air or on TV or in the pulpit. And certainly things like attending to allergies and any of the minor medical issues that we deal with as Homo sapiens. I think that advice like that is important and has a good presence. I mean, when you and your lovely wife, Glenna, are on the air, you always sound clear and crisp. And certainly you've made the right preparations, and that's always good. I think we have some of the best shows of all kinds on the station.
You too, and keep up the good work.
Do you have any questions about your computers, Paul? I know since I was over at your house working on them, they've worked quite well. But
I like the comment you made earlier about it's hard to keep up with this technology. It is a real challenge for sure.
Yeah, and it's a full-time job, and you know the medical technology, the food scanner, the contact lens that can monitor blood sugar, all this stuff coming up. And is some of it hype? Does it actually work? Is it useful for yourself? Is it a good gift for the holidays? It can be a full-time job keeping up with that stuff. And sometimes it's a case where I wonder what material I'm going to use on the show. But sometimes it's what items are fluff and what items really can benefit our listeners.
When I was in the Air Force, I was in the Air Defense Command in Syracuse, New York, and we monitored the Eastern Seaboard for incoming air traffic that was unidentified or even that which was identified. And we had a computer in that building. It was called a SAGE, a semi-automatic ground environment building. It was the size of the Hotel Harding. And the walls were 6 foot thick with concrete that was somewhat nuclear proof. And that computer was on three different floors. And it just amazed me today. I think, you know, it was a big highlight. Now, you're going to chuckle at this. It was a highlight in 1968 when, at Christmas time, they could play one note music with a computer.
Yeah, it's really amazing, Paul. A computer the size of this whole mall, 25 years ago, is less powerful than the smartphone that I'm doing my Facebook video with. That's
exactly
the size of a pack of playing cards. It's really pretty amazing with a capital A, if I should say so myself.
Well, if we can do that in 50 years, what are we going to do in another 50 years? You were talking about computers that are lifelike and even humanoid-like. I just wonder what's going to happen in another 50 years.
Maybe we should have a humanoid robot run for president. That might be kind of fun.
Maybe it wouldn't be so controversial.
Yeah, definitely. That would, I think you kind of turned me on to an idea there, Paul, and I appreciate that. You're always a man of great insight. Tell us about your show that you and your wife do every Sunday at 5 called Heaven Express. Tell our listeners more about it.
Well, the Heaven Express program is what we like to call an hour of worship. It's different than most worships, as you probably are aware by now. I write most of our own music. The only contemporary music that we do is what my wife does on the piano, and she does a marvelous job. But we write a script, and we've come into a format now which we absolutely love, where we have brothers and sisters in Christ come on the program, and we talk about their personal lives, and we talk about their careers and their love for the Lord, and the challenges. We have a new segment of the program which we've introduced recently called Just What Did That Kid Say? Do you remember the old Art Linkletter show? Are you old enough to remember?
Oh, Art Linkletter, I do believe. Plus, he advertises life insurance, I think, on TV. I always like that name, Linkletter.
Linkletter.
It rolls off the tongue. Rolls off the tongue really well. But yeah,
he had a program he called. At least he wrote a book called "Kids Say the Darndest Thing."
Yeah, I remember that one, and they do, but adults also do. So it's all ages.
Of course, and adults react. Magically sometimes when they're around children. The response that a child can produce from an adult sometimes is just hilarious. But as far as our program goes, I thank you for asking. It's going very well. I like the fact that it's augmented toward worshiping our God, and it's augmented toward family. It's we don't have enough emphasis on family today. I've always said that if you don't have family, you don't have anything. And I teach and preach and love that aspect of life, and even produce that toward a product from the radio program.
Well, we appreciate that, Paul, and be sure to listen to Paul and his lovely wife, Glenna, every Sunday shortly after 5 p.m. One of the many shows we have broadcast live on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH, contemporary content. Always a wisecracker, a surprise on most of the shows that we have. And be sure to bookmark the website. If you have one of those car radios with the buttons, be sure to set it to 107.1 FM. It's well worth it. Thanks again for calling, Paul. Really appreciate your listening and your compliments. We do try to educate, entertain, and tickle the mind a little bit with the Adam the Computer Guy radio show. Have a great day, Paul. Thanks for calling.
Take care. God bless.
Adam the Computer Guy here. AdamTheComputerGuy.com is my website. And this is Marion's Talking Place, WWGH1071.com, and broadcasting frequency modulation, as they say, 107.1 on your FM dial. And you can be like Paul, and you can call, whether you're short or tall, and talk about today's top technology topics with me. Still time to chime in there. We have about 9 minutes left of the show, 740-383-9944. Oh, the phone is ringing again. We love it when people call. It's part of the fun. And I do believe that it is Mr. Harry. Harry, why? Why does he call? Because he is a guru in sports and social media and just about everything else. Live from North Columbus, Harry Yeprum Jr., good morning.
Well, actually, Adam, I am live from downtown Columbus right now, which apparently is going to be the epicenter of the news cycle on the 24-hour networks, as we have not only President Barack Obama arriving, but presidential candidate Donald Trump will also make an appearance at a yet-to-be-determined location downtown today. So lots of buzz downtown, also lots of traffic nightmares for those who may be listening online in Columbus or heading down from Marion. If you're coming down to do business downtown, you definitely want to get out of here by 3 p.m., 3:30 at the latest, because after that, from 3:30 to 7:30, actually from 3:30 to 8:30, downtown is going to be a nightmare traffic-wise. And also you have the Blue Jackets home opener.
Yes, as I heard, Harry, the Donald is on a private event. President Obama will be here. Quite a big day in the capital city, located about 50 minutes south of
Marion. It's a big day, but for people like me who live, I don't live here, but I live in Columbus, but not downtown, but work downtown, it's also going to be somewhat of a headache. Hopefully it won't be as bad as I'm reading. Usually that's what happens. They say to be prepared and say the worst, but usually it doesn't end up being that bad. I'm hoping that's the case as well today, as I will not be able to leave downtown due to my work schedule until about 6:30. So hopefully around that time I can escape before any traffic nightmares pop up.
Well, be sure to keep your virtual listening device, your tune in on your smartphone on WWGH. Charlie's coming up after me, and then after noon it's Scott Spears with Now. Always a surprise or two during that show. And of course, as we talked about during my live video, a lot of celebrity guests. People that Scott has on, Hugh Downs has been on a couple times in the last couple weeks. One of my favorite actresses, Marla Gibbs, Dick Gregory, Charlotte Ray, you name it. They've pretty much been on Now with Scott Spears.
Well, I would like to offer an apology to you, Mr. Lepp. My attempt at being your producer did not work out so well. Ken Bone did not respond to my request to appear on your show this morning, so I apologize for failing in that regard.
What I noticed, Harry, I'm not sure that was actually a real profile, as you and I discussed.
Well, no, but I did send him a tweet. He is on Twitter, and it's legitimate.
Because I did notice that Facebook profile has now been deleted.
Has it? Well, I'm not shocked, because that obviously
For those who may not remember, Harry, refresh our listeners' memory about who exactly is Ken Bone. He's become kind of a folk hero in the United States in the last couple of days.
Well, Ken Bone was at the last presidential debate. He was, I believe he asked the final question of the evening, and it pertained to both candidates' approach when it came to energy policy in America. And the reason Ken Bone has become so popular is, quite honestly, because of his appearance. He's a rather portly gentleman. I believe he has a little mustache. And he wore
a guy for sure. It's a regular guy with a good insight. Just one of us, but he's kind of a folk hero in that regard. I agree.
Yeah, he wore a red sweater along with a white shirt and white tie. And the reason he went to that outfit is because apparently the olive suit he had picked out beforehand, he had split the pants getting into his car. So he had to do a switch up and go to his backup outfit. And this outfit was just the icing on the cake as far as turning him into a social media superstar as far as the memes or memes, how you pronounce it.
Yeah, I think it goes to say, Harry, that you don't have to be super good looking or be a fancy dresser, have the greatest hairstyle out there. Being a regular person with a good insight who gets the point across, you're a hero to regular people. And I agree. I think Ken's a cool dude.
He's a cool dude. But I do think there are some who are poking a little bit of fun at his girth. And I have heard some comments about his appearance, which I won't repeat here. They're kind of rude, but they are funny. But I'll let that go. But yeah, Ken has become a social media superstar, and within a week or so, it'll fade away, but he's capitalizing on it. I give that, and he's been on Fox and Friends. He's made appearances on various radio shows. So he's taking advantage of it while it lasts, because goodness knows, the next debate will probably have something else to focus on, if there is a next debate. I'm still thinking, with all the trash being slung and mud being slung, there's a part of me that wonders if maybe the next debate will even happen. I mean, quite honestly, lover or hater, Hillary Clinton really has nothing to gain by doing the next debate. She could basically play rope-a-dope, being that she apparently, depending on what poll you read, has a 9 to 11 point lead.
I would like to welcome my lovely cousin, Eileen. She is watching my live video, and thank you very much, Eileen. She was actually born on Leap Day.
Harry, well, there you go.
Everybody else who was born on February, I won't mention the year, because she's much older than she looks. I'll tell you, much, much older than she looks. Do you know anybody else who was born on February 29th, Harry?
I do not. I wish I was. That way I could lie about my age.
And her mom, the late Aunt Sue, she was born the same day I was born, June 1st. So very very intriguing, to say the least. Harry, you've been watching my live video. Do you think that's a good idea? Do you think it'll help increase our listener base? It'll make the show more interactive?
I think it's just another tool you can use. And as I'd mentioned in my comments, it might be something the station itself may want to look at as far as your show, Scott's shows, and other shows are doing the live feed. I know it's radio, but many radio stations are doing this now to increase awareness about their programs. So I think it's just another tool. Why not take advantage of it?
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to bring it up with the powers that be, as I think we can kind of extend this to many shows. And we already do so many things that are unique to not just Mid-Ohio, but any of the stations and any of the major cities in Ohio. I think it's one more step we can take to show that we already are the leader, and not just what we discuss, who we have on the air, the quality of our hosts and our callers, but how we use technology to our advantage.
Exactly.
Almost time for the show to conclude.
Yes.
Harry, anything else you'd like to share with our listeners in the last 45 seconds or so?
Well, I would just say keep an eye, as far as social media today, when it comes to Obama and Trump. That way you can see what the heck is going on down here in downtown Seabuck. And as always, I'd like to mention, I do work for a nonprofit, The Open Shelter. Go to facebook.com/The Open Shelter and see how you can help the homeless and Margie House in Central Ohio, if your heart should lead you to that.
Well, thank you, Harry. A
good cause
that you work for, and hopefully you can be live in the studio. Once again, we can take calls and talk technology topics and always exchange a wisecrack or barb or two. That's part of the
fun
of live radio. Have a great day, Harry.
Thanks
for calling, and be safe out there. Adam Lepp here, the computer guy, winding up another episode, Thursday edition of the Adam the Computer Guy radio show here on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH, broadcasting on the internet 24/7, 365, and leap years, of course, 366 at WWGH1071.com, and broadcasting, of course, on your car, home, or office radio at 107.1 FM. News and features coming up next, news updates with Scott, show teasers, past, present, and future, weather and a few surprises, and then it is our local legend, Mr. Charlie Evers, on between about 10, 12 a.m. and 11. I'm Adam, the computer guy.com.